A long, long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
Hey, flight fans. GM, as always, Dwayne here. It's been a while since I've spoken to you. Almost 4 months. And I kind of went radio silent, and I want to apologize for that. Now, I know you all say, oh, I don't know you explanations for things, but I'm a teacher, and I like to justify and explain things. It's my nature. I've been putting out episodes of Flight Risk for 3 years straight without missing a weekly update, really. And that's through my getting my master's degree. That's through the pandemic. That was through getting a job, losing a job because of attendance numbers, getting another new job, and all of that. And at some point, I started to get burnt out on Star Wars. Not that I didn't like it, I was just getting burnt out. Kind of why Velvet and I started Tubular Teens with Titans. It was creative, but a different thing. And I really liked the new thing, so I kind of put this on the back burner. And I shouldn't have stopped mid-arc, but in my mind, it was either stop right there or delete the whole show. So I figured I can come back to it and finish the story proper. So Tubular Teens with Titans has been a blast. If you guys haven't listened to it, please, please check it out. But there is going to be more Flight Risk. It's not going to go away. It's going to change a little bit. That's going to happen. So that I don't get burnt out again and I can still work on other creative projects. So moving forward, we're still going to play our Star Wars game. But instead of releasing episodes every week, we're going to play an arc. I'm going to edit the arc. And then I'm going to release the arc. All in one fell swoop. There will be 15 to 18 episodes dropped all on one day. The old school Netflix binge method. That way I can dedicate a couple months of editing and not feel the constant pressure. Is this going to help drive up listeners? I don't know. I've never really been too focused on listeners. We did recently pass 50,000 downloads, so that's exciting. But yeah, this way, I stay happy. I think you guys will stay happy with the content. And yeah, I'm excited now for more Tubular Teens and especially more Flight Risk. We have the rest of this arc that's going to be released after this comes out. And then there's a solo arc for Anarchy, a solo arc for Doric, and a solo arc for Skip. Before we bring them back together. We're trying to get Joe back, but like in life, Joe's little family has expanded, and that always takes a priority. But I know that's not the last we've heard of our favorite grenade-throwing Mandalorian. So after these three solo arcs, we'll have a full team-up of as much of the core cast as we can, and then we're probably going to change the story a bit. We've been 5,000 years BBY for quite a while. I think it's time to take a peek at a different time in Star Wars lore. Maybe something a little more modern, but still with our flight risky, fun way of looking at things. So, again, apologies for disappearing, and I hope you like the rest of this arc and the rest of this iteration of Flight Risk. Thank you all so much for listening and sticking with us all this time.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. If you liked what you heard, please head over to the podcast service of your choice and leave us a review. Every review helps more people find the show. If you want to help the show out, please spread the word on social media. You can find us on Twitter at Flight Risk Pod and on Facebook. If you want to help us in a monetary fashion, you can head over to